OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and being part of the discussion. Tonight we'll be discussing the latest entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Now, I know many people don't have a clue when it comes to dating, especially online dating. Well, tonight, Damona Hoffman, also known as Dear Mrs. D, joins us to answer your dating questions. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so call with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Ms. Parker, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's Monday.
It's a Monday. It was definitely a Monday. So listen, let me ask you. You know, we have the online dating expert on tonight. Are you a fan of online dating?
I mean, I think people can meet it all different kinds of ways, so I'm not opposed to it. I think it's just another avenue.
Okay. Well, how was your weekend? I know it was a busy one.
Yeah, it was busy. Looking forward to next weekend, let me just say that. I'm sure that's going to be busy, too, but it was a good weekend. Thanks for helping me out on Saturday. I really appreciate that. You helped me move my new furniture in and I will slowly be moving my new stuff into my new place. A couple of weeks.
Very nice spot.
Thank you. Just one floor up, but it still seems very overwhelming and everything about packing right now. So, but had a really good early night on Friday. Then a friend's get together that you were invited to and you came to on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
Yeah.
Kind of low-key, but not so
low-key.
Had a good time.
Right, exactly. Well, another person's birthday was last Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
Happy birthday was last Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Carla's birthday was today, right?
Carla's was an April Fool's joke. She got me. I thought happy birthday.
Oh, we
thought
happy birthday, too. I
showed it. Yeah. But, Adam's birthday was last Wednesday. Happy belated. And he had a get-together on Friday. Had a great time there, Adam. How was the rest of your birthday weekend?
Oh, it was really, really good. I recovered Saturday and then went over to the family on Sunday. Spent time with them. So, it was a good weekend. Besides, it rained a little bit, Saturday, but the rest of the weekend was fine.
Right. Yeah. So, what's going on in movies? Anything exciting?
Well, I saw G.I. Joe Retaliation this weekend. And G.I. Joe Retaliation is basically the sequel to the first G.I. Joe Cobra Rising or Rise of Cobra. From a few years ago. This edition stars Channing Tatum and The Rock joins the team this time around, and we also get Bruce Willis is in it for a few scenes. But basically, same premise. You're going to have action stars, action movie. G.I. Joes are doing their missions. They get betrayed, and now they have to go with the Cobra commander who's kind of taking over the White House and trying to take over the world. So, typical action movie. I was not a big fan of it. It was better than the first one. The first one I thought was awful. This one redeemed itself a little bit. you know, The Rock is definitely a good leading character for an action movie. You know, you can't go wrong with them. And, of course, Bruce Willis definitely helped out a lot in the movie. So, you know, if there's nothing else to watch and you want to see a good action movie or, you know, an okay action movie and you've seen Olympus Has Fallen already, then check it out. If not, you know, you can save it for a rental if you're really into the whole G.I. Joe. You know, they did have a good fighting scenes with Snake Eyes, you know, the whole ninjas fighting each other and a lot of good kung fu scenes. And even RZA makes a small cameo appearance as the kung fu master, the Shaolin master, in some of the scenes. So he makes an appearance there. But besides the action scenes, you know, you're not seeing much else in the movie.
Okay. Very interesting. You see anything else?
No, that's all the chance I got to this weekend.
I actually got to see that movie on Saturday with Halle Berry. What was the call?
Oh, The Temptation, yeah.
No, the one with Halle Berry.
Oh, The Call.
Yeah, the one that Chike reviewed last week.
Yeah.
Now,
how'd you like it?
Personally, I thought it was cool. I didn't think it was great. I know, Ms. Park, you said you enjoyed it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Phil Seitz's movies, but it was fine.
Right. We had a discussion at we were at this gathering when we watched it, and we had a discussion on, Adam, you can weigh in on Halle Berry's acting ability. I think that she's gorgeous, you know, obviously, but I don't think she's the best actress. She's not.
I agree. I think she phones a lot of her roles in, and she takes the easy paycheck. You know, she did win an Oscar for Monsters Ball, she obviously can provide the range. But I think after that, she kind of just said, well, you know, I got the Oscar. I can kind of just do whatever. I'm not too worried. I haven't seen The Call, so I can't say how she did in that, but that's how I feel with her ability.
Right, that's how I feel. And I found out today I'm not the only one. But there are a lot of people, no, she's a great actress. She's a great actress. She's all right. But anyway.
Yeah, that's
anything coming
up? So.
Right, exactly. Anything coming up that you look forward to?
Nothing off the top of my head. I'm kind of having a little mental slip right now, so I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But I know there's a lot of stuff coming out in the summer that's good to look forward to.
Okay. And Chike is off today. He actually is at the screening. Young man that was on our show, Will Anthony, Wayne Anthony, his movie, they had screening tonight, and Chike is covering the red carpet. So talk to him again today. All right. But Adam, as always, have a great week. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Another man I got to see early last week, A-Ron. A-Ron, you enjoyed your trip to the ATL?
I did. Yes, sir.
So what were some of the things you got to do when you were here?
Gosh, what did I do?
Everything.
Right. I took so many pictures and just posted, like, all kind of stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, I went to see the new Waffle House that's across the street from Centennial Park.
That was a highlight.
Oh no! The highlight was having lunch with two of the most funnest, sweetest people that I know, Ms. Parker and Mr. Stephen Knight. So. Thank y'all so much for doing
that. Thank you, man.
Right.
Thank y'all.
That was
one of my highlights also, yeah. But I want to say this, yes, but thank you, Ms. Parker. Thank you very much. But y'all, I saw people, please do not get mad. This is a compliment, you know, people, our listeners and everything. I saw a gentleman walking down the street wearing high heel stilettos.
Wow.
And it just,
as
you know, okay, you see it on TV and you're thinking, okay, maybe that's just for TV, you know. And then you hear about, okay, yo, they actually do wear high heels in Atlanta, the dudes. I'm like, okay, nah. But when you see it in person, Okay. I actually had to take a picture of it. I was just stunned, and I posted it. So if you want to see it, friend me on Instagram, and you can see it. So it's an interesting picture. I will just say that.
Well, you definitely posted a lot of pictures. It seemed like you got around the city pretty good. So I had you in Georgia.
I did.
I saw
family, friends. I mean, it was just great being in Atlanta. I didn't realize how cool Atlanta really is until not living there, and then coming back to visit. It's a cool city. It really is. It's growing. I mean, it is really growing.
Yeah, it is growing. Right.
Yeah, it's totally growing. Y'all, did y'all hear about the Louisville player that broke his leg yesterday?
Yeah, that was horrible.
It was horrible. Yeah, I felt so bad for him. I actually didn't get a chance to actually watch the game, but I actually saw the video on YouTube, and yo, it almost makes you want to just like throw up. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that, and I hope that I never will. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see anything like that again. Just the fact that the body can actually do that, like the bones can actually break and split like that and just tear through your skin, yeah, it was horrible.
Oh.
Horrible. But anyway, yeah, yeah.
But they
so,
say he's recovering.
I'm praying.
They say he's recovering.
What?
I saw a picture from him today. You know, obviously he's on crutches, but, you know, they had bandaged his leg. Everything back together, and I guess sure he had surgeries, you know. But they said that he's in good spirits, and he's you know, he's getting better.
Right. He's in great spirits. I mean, this young man was so focused on his team, even while he's down with his leg broke. He's like, "Yo, win, go out there and play." It was amazing. I mean, just the spirit that this young man had during all that pain. I mean, that had to have been painful, physically painful.
Oh, yeah. The camaraderie between him and his teammates, the fact that they were, you see their reactions when that happened to him. They were like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you would have thought they took it really hard, yeah.
They were in tears. I mean, it was so emotional, and it was also just really beautiful just to see, you know, men, you know, that are out there playing, but you can also tell that they really love each other, they care about each other, and that they're brothers. And if one of them is down and hurt, you know, they all feel it. You know, that they all feel it. Even their coach in tears. I mean, it was just an emotional thing because you pretty much know that this young man's career is probably, I don't want to say that it's over, but more than likely his basketball playing career at that level is probably pretty much over.
Yeah.
I don't, you know,
yeah.
It's that kind of injury, yeah, he probably won't be playing in the next level. I hope so.
Right.
You know, but that kind of injury, nah. There won't be any teams that would take a chance because he has a metal rod that's supporting his leg. I mean, that's how bad it is. Yeah, so so it's pretty much over. But anyway, Louisville they're in the Final Four. Michigan, Final Four. Syracuse, Final Four, and Wichita State. Who would have thought Wichita State is in the Final Four? Big up, Wichita State. Yo, my cousin Elwin Holt Senior actually played college football at Wichita State back in the 80s.
Oh,
so
okay.
Big shout out, yeah. So big old shout out to Wichita State. I've got Louisville winning this. I mean, they're just on a roll. They are the best team in the nation, hands down. They are a great team. So I got Louisville winning it. Oh, and next week, yo, it'll be in Atlanta. I'm sorry, this weekend, Atlanta Final Four. So hey, you all gonna be having parties?
It's gonna be crazy. Where will you be watching the
parties? Yeah. Say what?
Where will you be watching the games?
I'm going to be watching it in Miami because I'm going to Miami this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
want to
play? Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yes, I'll be in Miami. Too bad that the Heat lost last week, so their winning streak is pretty much over.
Yeah.
But still, but it's all good. It'll still be fun. Yo, baseball season is officially here. Yay!
Yeah.
aren't you excited? Aren't you excited? Right.
Yay, I'm thrilled.
Right. So I'm just so looking forward to this. Yay. But not strictly the baseball's here. Braves, hopefully they'll do something this year. Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles, what's up? Let's see what else is going on in sports. That's pretty much it, man. I'm just still shocked about Kevin Ware's leg being snapped. I'm sorry, that's going to be in my head for like at least another couple of days.
Oh yeah.
Once I'm in South Beach though, laying up at the beach, then I'll probably think about something else. But right now, definitely. So, but yeah, that's
all
pretty
right,
much the latest sports. So.
All right, Aaron. Well, I'm glad you made it back. Same with the DC, and definitely have a great week.
You too, man. Thank you so much. One more thing. It was really great seeing y'all. And I thank you again for the hospitality, Stephen, Ms. Parker. Thank y'all very much. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Always good to see you.
All right.
Have a good one, all right.
Thank you, Ms. Parker.
Ms. Ferguson, we miss
you.
I'm
here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. How was your Easter? You have a good
What did you say?
Because I'm sure you went shopping.
I didn't, actually, because I went shopping for this event that I have to go to, but I wasn't, like, fun shopping. It was for an event. So, I'm kind of, I didn't get to do any catch up on any of those stuff, but I wanted to because I was a precious time. I had family in town. I had my aunt and uncle's 55th wedding anniversary party to go to on Saturday, and then, of course, on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they've been married for 55 years, so.
Congratulations, Jeanette.
Yeah, congratulations. That's what I told them. You haven't killed it yet. That's a good thing. So, yeah. It's one of my favorite aunts and my uncle. So, yeah, but they're really happy, so. But I did come across a lot of sales over the weekend, of course. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to all of them, but I did come across them. So, of course, I want to tell you guys about it. Today is the last day to shop Gap and enjoy 40% off of your purchase. You can shop in the store and online. And if you're shopping online, you need to use code GAPEGG, and that's GAPEGG. I guess that's
Jeanette,
an N.
Yeah. You sound a little distorted a little bit.
I think there's something going on with my phone. I'm not sure. Hold on one second. Let me, hold on.
Okay. Ms. Parker,
hello?
Anywhere you're at?
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. That's a
okay,
lot better.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was something going on with my Bluetooth, but I mean, it looks like it's something going on with my phone because it's not connecting right in my car either. So, may need to go get that looked at.
Okay.
If you shop J. Crew now through Sunday, you can get 30% off of all final sale items. And also, Bloomingdale's is having a friends and family event. If you shop now, you can get 20% off of all regular and sale priced items. And if you're shopping online, you need to use code FRIENDS. Today is the last day, and of course, you hear me saying that a lot tonight, that today is the last day, and it's simply because a lot of these sales are carrying over from Easter, so, they made today their last day for the savings. Today is the last day to shop Old Navy and get 30% off of your purchase, and if you're shopping online, you need to use code THANK YOU. Two words, thank you is one big word, sorry. If you shop Nine West Spring Faves, you can get shoes starting at $59.99
And I know this may seem a little bit pricey for people shopping on a budget. The reason I'm mentioning it is because these are their spring styles. These aren't their winter styles. And so it's a pretty big deal for Nine West to be putting them on sale for $60 when they have shoes that can go, you know, from about twice that. So that's why I'm mentioning that sale. Because I don't want you guys saying, oh, that ain't no sale. It is for Nine West anyway. today is the last day to shop Express, and this is for men and women. Today is the last day to shop Express and get 40% off of everything in the store. So that's off of clearance, sale price items, regular price items, that's everything. So, of course, you can't go into the store, so the only thing you can do is shop online. And there's no code necessary for this particular sale. today is the last day to shop the limited and save 40% off of all original price items. Plus, you can save 50% off of in-store only dresses and cardigans. And for that 40% off sale, if you're shopping online, you need to use code FOOLS40. And that's FOOLS40. Today is the last day at shopshoes.com and get 20% off of sale shoes. And, of course, this is an online-only store, and I love shoes.com because they have such a wide variety of everything. If you're shopping, well, you can only shop online, but to get the 20% off, you need to use code 220SALE. And this last sale that I have for you guys this evening is for men only. I never thought I'd be able to do it, but I did it. Yay.
Thank you very much.
And you're welcome. It's tonight. This is a happy belated birthday gift to you. Okay. today, this is for men only. Today is the last day. I'm sorry, this is not the last day. If you're near an outlet, stop by Saks Fifth Avenue. The outlet store is actually called Off Fifth Saks Fifth Avenue. They're having a sale where you can save up to 60% off of all pants and denim. So this is everything. And that's, you know, you can get, like, all kinds of crap at Off Fifth. I love shopping there because you can get all kinds of deals off of designer stuff. I mean, I remember I got a pair of True Legend jeans for like $40, you know, what I call the right sale. Yeah, so I would definitely suggest that you guys go check that out if you can. And, of course, the rest of my sales. But that's all I have for you guys this evening.
And there's links on our Facebook page and website, buttershopholic.com. You can find those sales and a lot more that Janera does all the time. We thank you as always, Janera. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, talk to you next week. What'd you say, Ms. Parker?
Say thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
So, Ms. Parker, we'll go on Entertainment World.
I don't remember if I mentioned this to you this morning, but Chris Brown was on the Today Show. And in the past few years, I guess this was the very first time he agreed to actually have an interview with him. He performed on there before, but without agreeing to the interview. So, you know, Matt Lauer was the one who interviewed him, asked him a few Rihanna questions, and there was some rumor going around that he and Rihanna were broken up, and he said that my truth was still good. He's promoting his new album and single that he has out right now. So I was just surprised that he actually agreed to an interview on today's show because normally, you know, sometimes they tend to go a little hard, but I think he handled himself pretty well. Kind of crazy Chris Brown, but I think he handled the interview pretty well. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't see it, but I was reading on it, and they said that Chris Brown fans and critics are, like, really mad the way Matt Lauer interviewed him, like, the way he went about doing it. It seemed like he was a little, you know, on him a little harder than
that's what Matt Lauer is known for, and I think that's why they made him interview Chris Brown, because, you know, they knew that he would ask those questions. I think anybody else probably would have not been as forward. I don't think he was hard. I think he was forward. He asked the question a few times in different ways to make sure. I think he was trying to make sure that his question was being answered. You know, people tend to avoid a question directly.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
the strategy was to go in there and kind of ask the questions in different ways.
Okay.
In different ways to try to get the answer that he was looking for. But anyway, so Chris Brown and Rihanna still together. That's the big news out of that interview. And he learned his lesson and he promised not to ever do it again. So we'll see what happens. Kim Kardashian and Kanye are going to name their baby, well, Kim wants to name the baby Eastern. Eastern, I can't remember which one was it. Do you remember? Something with East.
It was something like Eastern, something like that.
But she said Kanye is not really sold on the name yet, so they'll see what happens with that. But it's so funny because I was reading a blog earlier, and they were talking about how, you know, Kim said that she was struggling, you know, I guess when she first got pregnant, her first few interviews, she said that one of her biggest concerns would be how to dress her body. That it was changing, you know, when your body is changing, you kind of have to figure out, especially as a pregnant person, how to dress your body. I don't think she figured it out. I don't think she cares at this point because I think she's wearing the same thing she would have worn if she wasn't pregnant. I love it. I like Kim Kardashian, though, so maybe I think I'm the only black woman that does, but I do like her.
But, you know, getting a lot of what Beyonce got during her pregnancy, that it's fake and she's not really as pregnant as, you know, she's supposed to be.
The same blog.
It's crazy, right?
Right. The same crazy one, so, you know.
I agree.
I was putting too much into it. That girl is big as I don't know what. How is it possible that she's not pregnant? Oh,
right,
Mekhi
exactly.
Pfeiffer got married this weekend. Mekhi Pfeiffer from ER. He played a whole bunch of other movies. I know everybody knows him. He got married this weekend, so congrats to him and his bride. I am so glad Nicki Minaj fired or whatever happens with her and her wig maker, I'm so happy because now she's like starting to look a little bit more natural. Thank goodness.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
A
little bit more normal. I can't remember what the story was behind him leaving or her getting fired. I'm so sorry, Steve. Him getting fired, but he is, I think he's trying to open his own wig line now because somehow their vision wasn't matching up. So I'm happy that she decided to maybe, you know, kind of calm down with the wigs and crazy look. I think she's a, you know, pretty girl, so. Congrats to her on that. I've seen a few pictures of her where she's really looking like a normal person. So anything
right,
else you
exactly.
want to talk about?
Let's see. Did you hear about the guy from Sesame Street? You know, he's one of the beloved stars of Sesame Street, Roscoe Orman. Apparently.
I remember him. Not his legal wife, but in California, after 10 years, you're considered legally married. But his by, you know, whatever, whoever he was been with for 40 years, I'm not sure if, you know,
everyone 40 years
wedded, if everyone was considered her his wife, if they never really got
right.
married, but he's
right.
been with for 40 years. She is suing him because he left her with no money, no way of taking care of herself. After 40 years, he is now with someone who was like 20 something years old.
27.
And
he's pregnant. Yeah.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah, he's having a love child with his mistress, who's 27 years old. He's an old man. He up there. He is
Yeah,
he's still fertile.
Huh?
He's still fertile, apparently. So, yeah, the baby on the way.
Yeah, that's just crazy. What do you think about that? I mean, do you think that even though they never legally got married, that maybe she's entitled to some kind of spousal support?
I think she's trying to get some kind of spousal support because she didn't have any money and she's homeless and
right.
Know,
I'm asking, do you think, from your opinion, do you think she's entitled to something? Cause they were together for 40 years.
Oh, yeah, 40 years is a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you got to leave someone after 40 years and not even try to make sure that they were okay. That doesn't
because,
do well.
Right. What would happen to a person that you were with for 40 years that you wouldn't want them to be okay, even if you're not no longer together? You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even if you're no longer together, and even if it didn't end so well, you would still want them to be okay. So.
Right. You know, Khloe Kardashian is supposed to be trying to get pregnant for the longest time, and you know, obviously she hasn't got pregnant yet, but they're saying that Kourtney Kardashian offered to be a surrogate and carry the baby for her. I saw that episode
when she was having a conversation with her boyfriend her boyfriend about maybe possibly helping her out. I don't think it was ever a thing what it was confirmed, but she was open to it. It was something that she would consider, she said. No.
You couldn't do it.
No.
Yeah,
no. I'm not even gonna say why, because it doesn't matter. Just no. I mean, no. I could carry somebody a child for 9 months and then just give it. No.
Right.
It'd feel weird. It's not yours, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Here's the last thing I want to ask you before we go to commercial. So there's, you know, Halle Berry's been trying to get all of her celebrity friends to join her and petitioning, making it illegal for paparazzi to take pictures of their children. Do you think that they have a leg to stand on, or should it be freedom of whatever?
I mean, I don't think they have a leg to stand on as far as the law is concerned, but I do think it should be a law. I mean, it's just because I'm not a celebrity junkie. Like, I don't really care about what's going on in their day-to-day life. I know I do entertainment on this show, but it's just really, I really just look at the blogs out of boredom. Like, I really could care less, you know, and trying to keep up with entertainment and just social media. You know these things, but some people are really invested on what people, it's just weird to me. It's really strange that someone wants taking their kids to school. Like, it's just weird to me how upset people are with celebrities. I can't even fathom like what the obsession is and why, and you have to be someone who has no life to just be so upset at people. Really are. That's why these magazines sell so well, and that's why magazines are actually still doing pretty well in this whole social media and media age. So it's just weird. And yeah, I think it should be a law, but I don't think they have a ground to stand on as far as how it's written and how free speech is written. I don't think they have
law. Yeah, I get that. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Dear Mrs. D right back after this.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Damona Hoffman, a.k.a. Dear Mrs. D, was an early adopter of the online dating trend in 2001. At the time, she was working and casting for CBS. In 2003, Dear Mrs. D's online dating expertise led her to the man who is now her husband. Shortly after, friends, relatives, and friends of friends started asking her for her dating secret. Her unconventional strategy has helped many people find their perfect match online. Four of her clients are now married. A fifth is engaged. Two clients have started families, and many, many others have met someone special, all thanks to the advice of dear Mrs. D. Tonight, she joins us to help answer our dating questions. Please help me welcome dear Mrs. D. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. I just by chance ended up on your fan page on Facebook one day, and I said, this is just, you know, this is a wonderful topic because it used to be very taboo. Oh, yeah, we met online. We met online.
Uh-huh.
But now it seems to be a growing trend. So before we get into that, tell us a little bit about your background leading up to the whole Dear Mrs. D job you have.
Sure. Well, I come from the Midwest, and I moved out to California with big dreams of being in the entertainment biz. I ended up getting a job. I wanted to work in casting because I really like working with actors, and I ended up getting a job casting for Moesha, the show with Brandy. And then from there, I moved on to CBS and Paramount and NBC. But all the while, I was finding that actors were really talented, but sometimes they didn't know how to get a casting director's attention. When you're casting, you get a stack full of headshots, and you've only got time to pull in, you know, 5 or 10 people to read for the role. So I found there were a lot of great actors that weren't even getting in the door for the opportunity, let alone having the chance to book it when they got in the room. So I started teaching classes for actors and how to market themselves to be the one that the casting director picked. And as I was doing that, at the same time I was single, and I had started, you know, kind of dabbling in online dating, and I realized that a lot of what I was telling the actors about how to make themselves stand out when you have a bunch of other options for actors was the same when I was online dating, because I realized I was coming up in a search with, you know, 100 other people that on the surface seemed really similar to me. So when I started applying the same techniques that I taught the actors to my own online dating experience, I ended up meeting my husband online.
Wow. So what made you decide to go that route, the online dating? I know you had some apprehension.
And it was not, let me just make it clear, it was not cool when I was doing it. It was really, it was still in that taboo phase. This was about over 10 years ago when I first started online dating. But I had a friend who she'd recently gotten divorced. She didn't know a lot of single people, and so she started doing online dating, and she found she was going out on dates, like, not only just a couple times a week, but sometimes she'd go on a couple dates in a single day.
Wow.
And she said, you know, I know you're going out a lot, I know you're meeting guys, but I really don't like the kind of guys that you're meeting. You're meeting jerks and, you know, the wrong kind of guys, and you need to be looking for someone that's more husband material. So she suggested I try online dating, and I thought she was gorgeous and she was going out on dates all the time. I thought if it worked for her, it could work for me too.
I was going to mention that, and no disrespect to you or your husband, but you're a very attractive woman, so people who don't know what you look like are saying, well, some people have to do online dating, you know, but that's not the case.
Oh, well, thank you. But, you know, I think it's a great resource for anybody. It's just about expanding your dating pool, because that's really all it's about, and we do everything else online these days. Like, I haven't been into a store to buy anything in years. I buy everything online, so why would dating be any different? It's just another way to meet new people.
I agree. Well, tell us about meeting your husband online. How did you know this was the one? What made you say, okay, I want to meet this guy? Tell us about it.
So he is a writer, and apparently he spent about 3 days crafting his first email to me. He's kind of a shy guy, and he wasn't all that comfortable going out to bars and, you know, meeting women that way. And interestingly, we actually know of, we had some friends in common, we realized once we met, and we know of two parties that we were both at, but we probably never met. But he says if he did meet me, he probably would have been intimidated to talk to me because he's just not that kind of guy. So in writing, though, as a writer, he could, you know, he could take the time with online dating to really say what he wanted to say and, you know, come across the right way. So, you know, I took one look at his profile and I was like, that is the guy for me. But I had been searching. I always thought, like, I wanted an older guy. You know, I'm looking to settle down, so I need to be searching older. And my husband and I are the same age. And so I was searching older. I was searching a year to 10 years older. And so he wasn't coming up in any of my searches. And luckily, he happened to write me. And on this particular site, I tried a few different sites. I was probably going to sign off in the next week or two, and he would have had a birthday like a few weeks after
wow.
that, so I might have missed him if he didn't take the initiative to write to me.
Wow, wow. So, yeah. Let me talk about, you know, your online profile, you know, whatever dating site you're on, your online profile, that's really what's selling you, right? That's what people are seeing. What is it important to have on your profile in order to attract the type of person you want?
Well, it has to be authentic first. I think a lot of times people assume, you know, oh, I'm too old, I'm too tall, I'm too fat, I'm too whatever, and they try and hide who they really are. And so the number one thing is just be honest, because if you really want to be in a long-term relationship, you need to be true to who you are, because once that person meets you face-to-face, if you're not who you say you are, or if you lied about
right.
something major like your age, they're going to find out. And then you're risking a relationship ending that, you know, might otherwise, you know, they might have been okay with you being a little bit older. So you have to be truthful, and you really need to tell your story. But I try to say in three paragraphs or less, really, because your attention span as you're scanning through profiles is not very deep.
Right.
So,
right.
Rather than just, a lot of times people just list, you know, I like to go for walks and hike and hang out with my friends and, you know, say
right.
really generic things that everybody's saying. So if you tell your own story, your profile will not sound like anybody else's. And that's really the goal, is to make it unique so that you stand out to someone that you would want to go out on a date with.
So people who participate in online dating and they have no success, What are, in your opinion, the top mistakes that they make outside of being authentic? And what kind of mistakes are they?
Photos first.
Right.
Photos
yeah.
are so important. That's when you're doing a search, you come up in you get like a series of photos that are just these little thumbnails, and from there you decide if you want to click and learn more about the person. So a lot of times people will spend a lot of effort having a great, writing a great profile, but then their pictures are bad. So nobody's even getting that far. So like I had a client one time that he had his very first photo on Match.com was a picture of him with his nephew. He didn't have any kids. And so he wasn't getting the responses that he wanted, and he came to me saying, you know, online dating didn't work for me. Lucky for you, it worked for you, but it doesn't really work. And I said, well, let me see your profile.
Right.
And the first thing I said is, why do you have that photo up? He says, well, I love my nephew, and I want people to know family's important to me. And I said, but it's sending the message you have a child. So you don't, even if it says in your profile that that's your nephew, they're not even getting that far if they don't want to date somebody that has kids. So as soon as we swapped that out, he ended up meeting two women that he really liked, and then one of them he kept dating, and he ended up marrying her, and now they have two kids of their own. So happy ending for him. But, you know, for most people,
wow.
they just don't know how to make themselves the star of their profile. So it's just like when I was working with actors, like, you are the star, so don't be afraid to make yourself shine. So you want to have a photo that really looks like the real you. You want to have a photo that kind of shows your other side, your wacky side or your quiet side, you know, something that shows what you like to do. If you like to go bike riding, you know, have a picture of that. If you like, you know, if you like going to the beach, show that. Don't just tell it in your profile. So, and then cropping out other people, like your girlfriend might be a little bit cuter than you are. You might not realize that, so cut her out.
Right.
You know, you don't want to have your boyfriend's arm hanging over your shoulder because people are going to go, who is that guy? So really making it focus on you and drawing people's eye to what you want them to see.
Now, you know, the whole catfish phenomenon now. And it happens, you know, people, they hide behind computers. They're not who they say they are. And I know you, from the person who's doing the online dating, it's important to be authentic. But how do you avoid, I saw you put a post on there. I didn't get a chance to read it. But how do you avoid these catfish situations?
Well, usually the stories that you hear about catfishing, these people haven't actually met in person. Like, you know, that's
right.
What the whole MTV show is about, getting these people to meet. And they've been talking for months or even years, and they've never met. Like, that is the number one problem. You need to get offline as quickly as possible. Online dating is just a way to connect. You need to get offline within, I say, three exchanges, you know, emails or instant messages, whatever it is, move offline as quickly as possible and see what that person really is face-to-face, because it's a lot harder for them to game you when you know what they look like, you know what car they drive, you know, you have more information about them. But behind a computer, they can be anybody. And there's even some really complicated scams where they, like, record video of somebody else and play that back for you. So I've had some clients that say, I like to do a Skype date first and check them out. But even that, for me, I still think you're dealing with a computer, you're not dealing with a real person. So, you know, whenever anybody is, it just seems like they're too good to be true, or they can't provide additional photos. There was, like, a story that broke a couple weeks ago about this guy who thought he was dating a model from, I think she was from, like, Czechoslovakia or something. She, you know, all the photos that he had of her were all, like, modeling photos. She never wanted to get on the phone, and yet he flew all the way to Buenos Aires to meet her. And then when he got there, she wasn't there, but she said she had to go to a photo shoot in Brussels, and if he could just bring this suitcase to Brussels for her, then she'd meet him there. Well, guess what was in the suitcase? Drugs, of course. So now this guy's a professor, and he was, like, up for winning, a Nobel Prize in physics, and he's going to be behind bars for at least 6 years. you just never know who you're dealing with. But if he had just insisted on her getting on the phone, you know, coming to meet him in person, or even asking for additional photos, that wouldn't have happened to him.
Yeah. I mean,
but you never want to give anybody money or, like, you know, if they're asking you to do something illegal, just that is an automatic no.
So say you meet somebody on there. I meet a woman on there that I'm really feeling with connecting, and we meet in person, and, you know, things seem to go well. But then I happen just to, like, 2 weeks later, I happen just to see if she's still on there and her profile is still active. What's that a sign of?
You have to assume when you're online dating that whoever you're dating is dating other people, unless you've had a very clear conversation that you are exclusive. And then, you know, it's just like the same rules that apply when you're dating offline. You know, if you guys are just kind of hanging out and you're kind of talking, but you're not really, you haven't really said, okay, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, you can't really be mad if you see her out hanging out with another guy. So it's the same thing for online dating. It's just you can kind of be a little bit more discreet about, you know, seeing what they're up to. But, you know, you have to assume, and that's one of the great things about online dating, because you do have a lot of options. People tend to not take it quite as personally if you really don't want to move things to the next level. It's easier to kind of write people off, but at the same time, it's also easier to keep your options open until you meet somebody that you really know is a real deal. But when I met my husband, I've been online dating for a couple of years, and I knew that he was different, and I knew after about a month that, you know, I wanted to date him exclusively. So there's a lot of people who argue online dating gives us too many options, and technology today, nobody's going to want to settle down. You will settle down for the right person.
Yes, I agree. And you know you're not the right person. The person won't settle down for you. Am I right?
Right, you were right.
We always post a question of the day on our Facebook page, and we asked a couple months back, should you be, do you believe in being, like if you're on Facebook together, having being friends with your boyfriend or girlfriend on Facebook?
Wait, being friends with your current boyfriend or girlfriend?
Right, say if you're dating someone, should you all be connected on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, that's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I assumed initially, yeah, why not? But I got a lot of people say, no, we'll need to be friends. So I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you should be connected because, you kind of, it'd be friends. But if you mean, like, having the status be in a relationship with, I don't know about doing that. It's tricky though, because if they've said it about you, then you have to either like accept it or deny it.
Right.
So I say it's a conversation you should have before one of you sends a request. But it does make things more complicated if they don't last. You know, just a couple months ago, I had a friend of mine who she had been dating this guy for couple years, they were living together, and they broke up, and so then her status, it gets updated, changed to single, and of course everybody's like, what happened?
Right.
And then she has to explain
yeah.
it a million times. But you can change
yeah.
that those settings. You can choose what you want to be visible, and even if you change your status update, that doesn't have to go out there. So I don't know. I'm with your Facebook fans. I think it's kind of classier to just say in a relationship, and then people know you're
right.
taken, and they know you're not, like, creeping online, but
right.
you don't have to, like, actually be connected, because then it's just a little bit, it's like you're bragging about being in the relationship,
right.
and if things go south, then it's just too awkward.
Okay,
that's
so
my
online dating, And I'm asking this because I heard you talk about on your video post on your website about being intimate. When is it too soon to be intimate with someone?
I'm always having fights with my clients about this. But then again,
right.
I'm the one that's married. So I
exactly.
say it really shouldn't be before like a month. I usually say about 5 dates. Before you've really had a chance to get to know one another. And it could be more than 5 dates. It could be more than a month. But once you start to get intimate with somebody, it really changes the dynamic of the relationship. And I'm not saying, like, not kissing or being physical. I'm just saying once you actually fully seal the deal, that really your relationship is not the same. And so, you know, there are a lot of people that won't think of you as a long-term partner if you have sex too early. So you really just
yeah.
need to, you know, and you can really, you build up the anticipation, and you also can get to know each other on a deeper level and see if that's really even somebody that you want to be with long-term. I mean, if you don't care and you're just trying
right.
to hook up, online dating is great for that too, and that's fine. But I just, when
right.
I usually coach people, they're tired of playing the field. They want to
right.
settle down, and, you know, if what you've been doing before hasn't been working for you to get that, then that's why, you know, you work with a dating coach and you change what you're doing so you can get different results.
So what about the opposite of that, holding out too long? Can that be an issue? Can that be an issue, like, you know, and I would assume that usually it's the women that want to hold out longer than the men. And
yeah, right.
when is can you go too long?
You can, depending on the person, you know, and what they're really interested in. I was just talking with a client last week who, you know, she's a Christian. She's serious about her faith, and she believes that unless she's married, she should not
yeah.
be having sex. It's like she's done it before the other way, but, you know, she really believes that you know, that God's going to bring her the right partner, so she's holding out for that. So, you
right.
know, that might turn off a lot of people that are intimidated by that and that feel like, oh, it's not really even worth it because how long am I going to hang in there to get married? And then what if it's not even any good when you get there?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But, you know, that's her personal choice. That's one of the – I talk to my clients about their core values because that's really what it's about when you're looking for a partner. It's not about if they like watching football with you. It's not
right.
about, you know, what school they went to or what they do, how much money they make. It's about mm-hmm. do they value the same things that you do. And so it's really important to get clear on what those things are that you stand for before you start dating and particularly before you start online dating so that you can really be attracting the person that is going to satisfy those needs and be aligned with you. Because, like, you know, if she just went and compromised her faith because she liked this guy, what does she really stand for? But if she makes
right.
a point of, I'm not having sex until I get married, then she knows that whatever guy comes in the door, he's also a Christian, he has the same values, and that they have a foundation to build a life on.
Absolutely.
Different.
And the flip side, you know, I know a couple who, you know, the guy, you know, he was a not typical guy, you know, he was doing his thing. But he met the young lady, and she was the same way. She said, I'm not going to do it before I get married. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said earlier, for the right one, you'll do what you got to do. And he held out. They got married, had children and everything. So I think everybody.
And now he can have it whenever he wants it, right?
Yeah, anytime he wants it. Right. Well, let's talk about your book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. Give us a synopsis. I know it covers a lot of what we talked about, but give us a synopsis in your words about the book.
I wrote the book based on the questions that my clients would always bring to me, and I realized, gosh, I'm saying the same things over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should just start writing some of this stuff down. So
right.
I started with one chapter and then two chapters, and the next thing I knew, I had a book. But, you know, it's really for anyone that's tried online dating and said it didn't work for them or has been apprehensive about online dating, thought, oh, it's maybe for nerds or weirdos
right,
or
yeah.
creeps, and
uh-huh.
Never really thought of it as something that they could do and really have work for them. And, you know, people that just want to have another way to meet people. Maybe they are meeting people like I was, you know, at bars and parties and through friends, but just wanted to be able to expand their dating pool. So, you know, it's really, it breaks it all down in very simple steps in how to create a profile that really stands out by using the techniques that I used to teach the actors in marketing themselves and really thinking of yourself almost as a product that you're selling online.
Right.
And I know a lot of people are like, what? I'm not a product. I'm a person. But if you can get yourself in that mindset, you can present yourself in the way that really captures the attention of that person that does share those same values with you.
I agree. So would you recommend online dating in a long distance situation, would you?
Oh, good question.
I would think a lot of the catfish kind of, you know, scenario can happen in that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, a lot of the catfish scenarios do happen that way. And a lot of those scenarios, too, are also, like, across country, too.
Right,
I do have a client that she was in Seattle, and she met a guy in Miami, and I was a little nervous, but
yeah.
she used to Skype date with him, which, you know, I've already said how I feel about Skype dating, but they had no way of meeting each other face to face otherwise. So her Skype
right.
date was the first date. And what they actually did was they would have set up dates. So it's not like with a Skype date, you know, just a lot of times people, they're just hanging out in their pajamas and they're like, oh, yeah, are you online? I'm online. Let's get online and talk. And
right,
then they're
right.
not really having a date. So what she did was she scheduled an actual date. You know, we're going to have Chinese food. And then they both go out and get Chinese food, and then they both sit in front of their computers and they talk like they're having dinner at an actual restaurant. And it really started the relationship off on a more romantic and serious note. So after about a month, they met in person, and then a few months later, he proposed, and she ended up moving to Miami, and they're getting married. So, you know, it worked out for her. But it is, I have two clients, actually. I have one that moved from California to Toronto. But she was a flight attendant, so it was really easy for her to travel back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. Like, both of them met up. Still, even though they were in different places, they met up very quickly. And you have to really be prepared if you want to be with this person, if you like them and the goal is to be together, one of you has to be open to moving.
Location. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're just, like, not open to it at all, it really might not be worth the time that could be spent meeting somebody in your local area.
I agree 100%. Listen, dear Mrs. D, I want to thank you so much for taking this last half hour to speak with us. You've given us a lot of great tools, and I encourage everyone to check out Spend Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating, and they can purchase that on your website. Is that correct?
Actually, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Vook, iBooks, whole bunch of different places, so you can find it online.
Okay.
But I have a link to it on my website on DearMrsD.com.
DearMrsD.com. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all the help you're doing. Some of us, I just don't know how to do this thing here. It was great talking.
That's why I'm here to help. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
We'll be right back after this with Stephen's playlist.
You're listening to the Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Stephen Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment, and each week we select artists to play on our playlist. And tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including James Lamar, Beyonce, Drake, and many, many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. And we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now the first song, I think, goes kind of hand-in-hand with meeting, the dating, and online kind of thing. It's the first song by Rihanna featuring Future entitled Love and Affection. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I need love and affection.
Ooh, ooh.
And
DJ
I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and affection.
Love and affection.
Oh, babe,
Stylistic enemies, held captive by a social monopoly. Electric persecution through TV, we're laid with beef, but full as his belly. Ayo, too many truths in the Midwest, but not enough in the Southeast. A wicked plot to obtain your brain, mind control through pain. Ayo, gotta get self-awareness, even when the system makes you feel irrelevant. Reminiscing on catastrophe, sinking in through vigilant seas. Ayo, questioning what is reality. Listening to the streets, I guess that you should be the new me. You only sell your soul when you can't pay attention for free. Drowning on delivery, nowhere to go. King Rock, Tim's in the city, not part of their anatomy. Not enough people rocking the mic lyrically, speaking on the world eloquently. Times are not the warming globally, but we focus more on Britney, Donna, Rosie, attacking each other verbally on sexuality. We battle mentally while losing spiritually, cause the real corporate shake hands economically. Money's a blessing, but greed becomes a god. And God, we trust the hypocrisy, cause if we really trusted them, we would just be. Won't be too much on earth to see if we keep on having God complexity. I said, won't be too much on earth to see if we keep on having God complexity. Hey, yo.
Perception and reality, twisted elegance await me at the corner, at the street. I am the beat that never sleeps. I am the heart that gets skipped over by dirty feet on hot concrete. My cardboard box tells a story. I've seen great feet persecuted by police. I've seen acid rain fall down into the ocean. Waves roar with anger, washing up missing strangers. Danger! Danger! I call little baby savior in a manger. I am right every time I give oxygen to your mind. I am the treasure that you can always find. Open up your eyes. Eyes on verses with lies. There is hope with compromise. Let your children rise and dance shadows in permission skies. Let ego lay down in submission. For your only mission should be admission into a new institution of solutions. Let atomic bombs cause no harm. Let oil spills be sealed. Let Wall Street be. Let bullying cease, let equality be for all peace. Let it be, let it be.
A new world, gotta get a new world. A new world, a new world, gotta get I damn near gave you an overdose on my own medicine. I took a sip of your seeing. I ain't been right up since. As I think to myself, what it be is in heaven sent. Let's put the past behind us. Then go far away where nobody can find us.
My fragile heart, my Got it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we
came in the game when I landed and changes these fuck niggas on taking in 10 different ways. I see you then smile on your face.
Smile on your face.
You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking a fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car, and when it got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing that shit.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Been a long week.
thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to thank our guest, our special guest, Miss Doctor. Sorry, dear Miss D. I'm saying her name, Damona Hoffman, aka Dear Mrs. D. Check out her book. It is, you can buy it on Amazon. There's a link on our Facebook page. It is entitled Spin Your Web: How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. I appreciate you all. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. Have a great week. God bless.